This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Talking about resolve today. Resolve. That's a word you need to teach your kids early. That's a word you need to revisit from time to time, conservatives. Resolve. It's not just a nice smelling scent. And that stuff called resolve. No, it's a carpet cleaner, right? It's a carpet cleaner. Anyway, glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com. Resolve. That's when you say, you know what? I have resolved myself to do blankety blank. And generally, when somebody finally reaches that resolve, that resolution, it's like, okay, got to do it. I watch this show periodically. It's called My 600-Pound Life. These are people that weigh, there was a woman, she weighed almost 700 pounds. And it got to the point where she, I mean, and it was funny because she could walk. I mean, this lady could actually move around pretty good for 700 pounds. I was thinking, boy, when she finally gets down to like $1.80, whoo, who knows what type of athletics exist in her to carry around 700 pounds. I mean, she walks around pretty quick to be 700 pounds. But she figured out she's 30 years old, weighs 700 pounds. And it all came because her dad didn't make her feel special. It wasn't toxic masculinity, it was toxic neglect. He didn't make her feel good. She always felt like she was never good enough. Whatever. It was daddy issues. So food became her thing, right? So she eats and eats and eats. She's 700 pounds, 700 plus. And the doctor now, says she's got a Narodin. He says, you got to lose 140 pounds or whatever before I can even think about, you know, having you as a patient. Or 125 pounds, something like that. She loses 138 pounds in her first 2 months. She loses the size of a human being in 2 months. Regulating herself on a 1,200 calorie diet because he gives her a special diet. And she goes in and he says, you qualify. So he does the surgery on her, cuts her stomach, you know, I mean, takes out the majority of her stomach, leaves her a little bitty stomach and says, but it could come back. Her stomach will grow back to its original size if she overeats, but she's got to eat little bitty bites and all. You know how this stuff works. Anyway, he says, after the surgery, you're going to lose 40 pounds a month. 40 pounds a month. And you know what she said? She goes, I'm going to do it. It's funny to watch these people when they're trying to get Dr. Now to say, we're going to give you the surgery. They're like, I got to make it. It's my last chance, man. They find their resolve. He says, after the surgery, you're going to lose about 40 pounds a month. That's what I'm expecting you to do if you want to do this right. And then you got to get into counseling. And they have the resolve. One girl goes, I don't want to go to counseling. It's going to all these things. And she's the one that you found out she had the daddy issues and all that. And she's resolving them. And now she's on her way down. I didn't see I don't know the ending. I'd like to see them do a show where they bring them all back, show them off, you know. But my point is, when you reach a point in your life where it's live or die, make or break, right, you can find resolve. America, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We're at that point. It is make or break. It is life or death. The resolve is what we need. And you are fortunate. We are fortunate as Americans and as conservative Americans to have a president who doesn't have a dog in the fight, who says, the only thing I care about, the only mission that drives me in the morning is doing the best I possibly can to make this a great country and to make sure that you understand I respect being your employee. So Trump had a meeting with the Democrats, and it was on the border. And I would have loved to hear Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer discussing their dealings with the president honestly. Taking politics out. I'd love to see him just really have to come to grips with, here's what's going, here's how I felt. I feel like he's actually trying to solve a problem that we have not tried to solve, and it really angers me. If I could play Dr. Phil with him, so what's exactly bothering you, Nancy and Chuck? I mean, you know, just go on and tell me, you know. And they would say, he's actually getting things done. It's making Democrats look bad. It's making politicians look bad. It's making Barack Obama look bad. It's making people understand that we are not in it for them. That we play the game of flip-flop, and we can bounce the ball back and forth, and we've been able to do this for decades. And we get enriched and make lots of money and have lots of power and have people fawning over us and wanting us at different events and living lavish lives greater than any celebrity for having done nothing, having been nothing, having been employees of the state. That's what they should say, honestly. But they've never met anybody like Donald Trump in their entire lives. And I'm reading the stories from Fox News. They says the president walked out of a meeting with congressional leaders over a partial government shutdown, rejecting, after Pelosi and those guys rejected funding his border wall. And he says, speaking to reporters after a brief session, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the president just got up and walked out. He said, Speaker Pelosi, will you agree to my wall? She said, no. He got up. He says, well, we've got nothing to discuss, Chuck Schumer said. The president, in a tweet, called the meeting a total waste of time and appeared to confirm that he left after Pelosi's answer. Asked what's going to happen in 30 days if I quickly open things up. Are you going to approve border security, which includes a wall or steel barrier? Nancy said, no. I said, bye-bye. Nothing else works. I don't know how you feel about that. I feel freaking awesome. I feel so good. I feel like finally we have somebody that says, screw you, Democrats. You've played games with the American people enough. Donald Trump, he solved this with bureaucracy. $2 trillion that goes back into our economy every year that Barack Obama laden in there with climate change nonsense, green energy, BS, and boondoggles for his buddies, and all this other stuff. Bureaucracy that they believe is productivity. Donald Trump got rid of it. He cuts to the chase, cuts to the quick. Says, make it work or else get rid of it. It's one way. And that way isn't my way or the highway. It's does it work or does it not? When Donald Trump puts his people in place, are you successful or are you not? Because if you are not, you are gone. You got to love it. Went in that room and said, so we're not getting the money? Okay, meeting's over. Walks out. That had to shock the living daylights out of Pelosi and Schumer. They've never met a Republican like him. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about, folks. FBI probes on Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dent.
Cher chimed in on the border wall. I call this a sign. Yeah, one of those signs. One of those things where you go, who's winning? Who's losing? Right? We're playing chicken here. Donald Trump's not playing chicken. He's driving down the road. He's on his side of the road. He's in a tank. And he's not moving. He's going down the road. And he's in a tank. He doesn't care about your 18-wheeler or your Prius. And whatever gets in the way of the tank is going to get crushed. It's that simple. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. A sign came from the singer Cher, who knows nothing about politics, but she understands stuff. Cher understands stuff. She won't admit, most of these leftists won't admit they like what Donald Trump is doing protecting the citizens, but they can't admit it. Because to admit that means they'd have to admit that we're smarter than they. That's what they'd have to admit. That we made the right decision to pick Donald Trump. Their portfolios are better. Their careers are better. You name it. They're feasting right now in the time of Trump. But they still won't admit, it's holdover from Barack Obama. They know that's not true. But they will say anything to rationalize making themselves feel like they're right. They're smarter than we are. She says, this article says, liberal music superstar Cher is holding congressional Democrats' feet to the fire amid the ongoing partial government shutdown. And it came after the president delivered his address and from the Oval Office making case for the border wall, blah, blah, blah. And she tweeted, Trump had 2 years to lie wolf all branches of government and total corrupt power. Where was his crisis then? What humanitarian crisis is he speaking of? The one where he ripped babies from mom's arms and chained them? Or where his administration killed 2 7-year-olds that he has no heart? Now, I just want you to understand, that's the fake narrative that she has in her brain. She doesn't believe that. She knows it's not true. It was all caps, too, by the way. She was screaming it at us. Because she wanted us to understand how bad Trump is. And Trump goes on TV and says, hey, these people are killing American citizens. He's tugging at the heartstrings. So then she tweets this. Nancy, you are a hero. Let Trump have his effing money. People will starve, lose their homes, be unable to see doctors. No, I thought Obamacare had him covered. Yeah. But anyway, she's now begging Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, put the government back together, be bigger than Donald Trump, etc. See, that's the way they try to frame it. Be bigger than Trump. But what she's really saying is very simple. She's really saying, you've lost this argument. If you think the Republicans are struggling with this, that they're going, ooh, this government shutdown is going to hurt us, this, that, and the other. The Republicans, look, let me explain. The election cycle is such that Donald Trump has a solid year to shut this government down. He doesn't have to flinch. The Democrats are going to own this. Now, I want to go back to open borders because I'm shifting gears a little bit, but there was a left-wing couple. I'm reading this from a site. Yet another left-wing couple visits a dangerous foreign country to spread love and engage in utopian activism before promptly disappearing in another tragic case of cultural relativism. Canadian Edith Blaze and her Italian boyfriend, Luca Tacchetto, were traveling in the West African country of Burkina Faso when all communications with their families abruptly ceased on December the 15th. It is thought the pair were kidnapped, although their whereabouts remain unknown. The couple traveled through Burkina Faso despite a Canadian government travel advisory warning to avoid all unnecessary travel in the country. They were also on their way to the capital, Ouagadougou, despite six Canadians being killed in a 2016 attack in the city when Islamist jihadists stormed a hotel. So these people have been warned that just because you can go into this country doesn't mean you should. The issues, everybody in the food chain has told them, don't do it. It's not a smart move. But you know what they're going to do? They're going to disregard because they're smarter than we are. They're leftists, and they know they can teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. And, well, nobody knows where they are. They said the couple had also arrived in Burkina Faso from Mali, despite the Canadian warning to avoid all travel to Mali due to severe threat of terrorism and violent carjackings. Now, I'm going to tell you, as a person who's traveled fairly extensively through Africa, it's not for the faint of heart. You want to really be, you got to be there with a purpose. So I'll give you an example. I went on business to go to Egypt for my first trip. Now, that wasn't my first trip, my first business trip. And it was to fix geophysical equipment. So that's why I was there. I ventured out with my tech. It was a much safer time when I went, and black folks, quite frankly, are treated very well, particularly Americans at the time, and I wanted to understand the culture. So good thing, you know, very happy to go, no problem. And had been to other areas of the continent when I was younger, and at that time, it was to go to do specific stuff, specifically to a game park, where my family worked for was hunting. And I was specific to that. Other times, as an adult, it was specific. I flew into Angola to go to, can't remember. But anyway, I flew into Angola. No, I flew into Namibia to go to Angola to do some work there. Same thing with Ghana and other areas. It was generally that. And I would put a couple of vacation days around it just so I could, understand the culture. But I still stuck very close to security and did all the right things. So, look, I'm all about go and have your fun. But if you'd said to me, Kevin, we're going to take this. We're going to go with an advisory. And by the way, I have traveled to Africa in an advisory multiple times. It's tough not to do. In fact, the weekend that I got into Angola, they had killed 30. I believe it was 30 people were decapitated. And it was a tourist. They were European tourists. And they warned us, don't go out of this compound. And the only time we went out of that compound was to get our supplies. And it was fun to go interact with people. But we had our security team right there. So all I'm getting at is, you want to talk about open borders. Here's open borders. And these people got themselves killed. You would think they would want a wall up in those countries, just to let you know, you're entering into some really bad territory. There are no walls. You go from one area of Africa to the other, it just happens. It isn't like, there's these elaborate checkpoints and beautiful walls keeping people out. Well, trust me, you better wish there's a wall sometimes. Anyway, this couple, they're gone. And they will never be found alive again. You can bet on it.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
William Barr is President Trump's next pick to be the next Attorney General of the United States. He's testifying before a Senate Judiciary Committee today. He was asked how the American people should think of the Mueller investigation.
I think that there were allegations made of Russian attempts to interfere in the election. And as I understand it, Mueller is looking into those allegations.
British Prime Minister Theresa May suffered a tough defeat Tuesday as British Parliament overwhelmingly rejected her Brexit deal with the European Union. A dejected May has words for the Parliament.
It is clear that the House does not support this deal, but tonight's vote tells us nothing about what it does support.
May's withdrawal agreement went down by a vote of 432 to 202. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, I mean, we know for a fact that there was an offer by the Russians to provide dirt on Hillary Clinton, and Trump campaign officials met with that lawyer, and we know for a fact that Paul Manafort provided campaign data to Konstantin Kalinnik, who has ties to Russian military intelligence. So there's that. In terms of the collusion between the Democrats.
Well, I mean, we also
and
know for a fact that we also know Democrats paid for the Steele dossier,
right?
And we've seen all kinds of corruption within the FBI. Andrew McCabe took over the FBI after that. He's now been fired because he lied to FBI's own investigators. So no, we've seen all kinds of activity here that I want to get to the bottom of, but we can't as long as the Mueller investigation continues to rumble on without a conclusion. So we need the information, we need these investigations concluded so that the American people understand exactly what happened so we can move on and start addressing the serious nations facing this, or serious issues facing this nation.
Just in point of fact, McCabe was fired.
In other words, Jake, I don't want to deal in speculation. I want to deal in facts, and we don't have them.
And McCabe was fired. McCabe was fired for not being honest about a leak he had authorized, and the leak was one that was damaging to Hillary Clinton. It wasn't a pro Clinton.
He lied to the FBI. The FBI lied to the FBI. That's pretty serious. I mean, other people are going to jail for lying to the FBI. Here's the acting director of the FBI lying to the FBI. That's some real corruption, the FBI. I have serious questions about that.
I love listening to that clip. Because the guy just, no, he lied. He lied to the FBI. And it was funny because Jake, whatever his name is, he says, yeah, he lied. And he gets ready to say he lied. And he says, no, he was fired for not being honest about a leak he authorized. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. He literally says that. He's about to say, well, he lied. And he goes, he was not being honest. He was fired for not being honest about a leak he authorized. And then Jake Tapper goes on to say, well, look, it was a leak that hurt Hillary Clinton. Really? How so? How do we know that's what it was, a leak? I mean, maybe it did, maybe it didn't. But what do we know? What is he leaking otherwise? What else did he do? If he'll lie to his own people, what else will he do? It's funny to watch Jake Tapper. How are you going to dance around the high-level guy within the FBI lying to his own people? How are you going to dance around that? So glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. See, liberalism has nowhere to go. If you said to me, Kevin, Andrew McCabe, and I'm on his side. I'm on the side of the FBI. Acting director, deputy director of the FBI lied when he was under investigation by his own people. I would go, hey, That's a serious, that is serious under any circumstances. He shouldn't have lied. And it would make me question anything that he said or did. It's like Peter Strzok. We would never question our integrity of an investigation, we know, because we're bigger than that. No, you're not. Every one of your texts prove otherwise. You're not bigger than that. You're willing to do whatever it takes to win under any circumstances. Let's just be honest. They can't be honest about that. I've told you guys this story, but it's so worth repeating. So I have a friend of mine, and he got divorced, and he comes to visit with me, and we went up to a pool place, a hangout, where I hang out. And, you know, he was down. I said, come on, man, come hang out and all this. So we go up there, and he meets a girl. Her name is Jackie. And we used to do karaoke together. And Jackie is, she's not an overly attractive girl, but she's certainly not ugly, but, she, you know, wasn't my type. But she's an attractive girl. I could see an attraction. And she's a black chick, kind of hard acting, but had a soft side. And over time, I got to know her, and I actually got to like her. I thought she was kind of a cool chick. So we hung out, all of us, a group of us, we all hung out. So this buddy of mine comes to town, and we're shooting pool and having a good time, and Jackie and I'm like, blah, blah, blah. And so I can see they kind of have an interest in each other. And so my buddy goes, hey, man, he goes, you know, what's the story with that girl, Jackie? And I said, what do you want to know? He says, you know, like, she date a lot or whatever? I said, no. I said, yeah, I mean, I said, I've seen her with a guy or two. I mean, she's an attractive girl. She dates, but, yeah, I don't think she's involved with anybody serious. And I said, she's never been involved with anybody in our group. And he goes, oh, okay. He goes, well, what do you think about, you know, me? I said, no, I'd be happy to get her number and all that. So, I was back up. He had to go back out of town. So I go to her. I said, hey, by the way, my buddy, he really liked you, and he was wondering if you. She's like, yeah, you know, give him my number. So I said, okay, just want to make sure. So I give her number to him, and they hit it off. He's coming to town. He won't even come see me anymore. He's coming to town. And I'm finding out, hey, well, Craig was in town. I was like, Craig was in town. He didn't even say hi. Nah, you know, we went and did this. He took me to dinner. And he's a real romantic. He liked her, you know, and all that. So, okay, cool. Well, anyway, one day he called me up. He says, hey, man, you seen Jackie? I said, yeah, saw her, you know, 2-3 days ago, whatever. Because, you know, it was our little hangout, little bar we hang out. So, yeah, I think I saw her 2-3 days, a week ago, whatever it was. He goes, yeah. He goes, do you know if she's working at this? I said, to be honest with you, I know she has a job, but I've never known where she's worked. You know, it was like, yeah, I work up at this such and such. And, oh, cool. You know, but I never thought, ooh, that's a really nice place or whatever. So it was just a conversation in passing. And so he goes, here's what I don't get. He says, man, I went to send her some flowers to her job. And he goes, I called up to make sure I got the address correct. And I like her supervisor or somebody answered the phone because he'd gotten to where he knew some people around in her little circle. And they said something like, well, she hasn't worked here in 2 months. And he goes, but what was odd was when I asked her how was work, she said, fine. And then he goes, I was very specific. How's work at that place? And she goes, oh, it's fine. It's good. You know, whatever. And played it off. And he goes, what do you think? And I said, man, I think you got to, I said, I think, you know, you, I think you know what. I think if this girl can't tell you the truth about her job, I mean, so, a simple question. How's work? Well, not too good. I got, you know, fired. I got laid off, whatever, got a new job, whatever. But no, didn't do that. Just blatantly lied. And he asked me, I said, let me tell you what I would do. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'll tell you what I would do. And I said, in those circumstances, I leave. I'm going no, because that is such a non-thing to lie about. If you're struggling, you're having trouble, well, I got laid off. I'd been on warning a couple times, and I got laid off. They find, you know, this happened. This occurred. If you can't say that, in a normal, what do you think is going to happen when the cake hits the fan? So they broke up. And I'm telling you, he was distraught over it. He was like, man, I really like this girl. You know? Well, I say the same thing. When we're dealing with leftism, this is Jake Tapper trying to pretend that It's just a lie. It's a little thing that he lied to the FBI. He lied on Hillary Clinton. I mean, it wasn't a lie about Trump. No, it was an FBI leader lying. But see, for him, it didn't make any difference. It was like, I mean, I misstated that. For Jake Tapper, he's like, well, but that lie was in your favor. You would think you'd want him. That's the mentality of the left. Their mentality is, look, when we lie to you, it's for your own good. This is not, you shouldn't take it that hard. It's just a lie, man. No big deal. No, it's a big deal. Now, I'm not telling you folks that we're holier than thou. We don't lie, that we don't do these things. I'm not telling you that for one second. I'm telling you that there are certain lies that you better take more serious. And, or seriously. Yeah, I got to make it an adverb. You better take them serious. And the idea that Jake Tapper wants us to buy into the idea that it's okay if the guy, and he was, no, I was just making it, I was just clarifying that he didn't lie. And I notice how he put it into, he was fired for not being honest. No, he was fired for lying. And he authorized the leak. Did he do it once? Did he do it twice? You guys watch the show, if you get a chance, watch Ozark. It's a great show. But a guy says, he's a runs a cartel for a guy, and he says, yeah, my aunt so-and-so, he goes, she worked for my father, not his aunt, but a lady, worked for my father for many years, and she goes, and one day my father caught her stealing from the register. And he called her on it the next day, and she apologized. You know, she cried and cried, and she says, my kid is sick, and, you know, I had to get this operation for him, and he says, and it was true. You know, it was true, but she stole. My father was like, we've known you for 15 years. You worked for us. Why would you steal from me? Why didn't you come to me with your problem? And the guy's posing this is, what should he have done with this lady? Because this cartel guy's about to kill some people, and he's asking this question metaphorically. He's like, and they're all giving their answer, and he's like, what should I do with her? You know, what should my father have done? It's a good question. The net of it was, it wasn't her first time. It was just the first time she
got caught.
This
is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
But I want to read a little bit of Rudy Giuliani, obviously the president's attorney, his response to this New York Times story. He says, sure. The fact that it goes back a year and a half and nothing came of it that showed a breach of national security means they found nothing. So, Doug, is this much ado about nothing?
You know, I don't think we know, Shannon. I would love for Mr. Mueller to investigate what the FBI was doing at a time when they were in turmoil. We know that. And I really think that there are so many questions raised by the Times report. Best not to rush to judgment. Best to try to investigate and explore and learn really what was happening. It's hard to believe that the President of the United States duly elected, was an agent of Russia or under their influence. But let's see why the FBI did what they did at a time when we all know they were in chaos.
Vince, final word to you.
That now is the time for the Attorney General of the United States to make sure that there is an investigation that's done into this. Because if the whole idea is that confidence and the integrity of the FBI is being undermined, that needs to be fleshed out. We need a real investigation into the FBI, how all of this happened, and why they were beholden to political opposition research that so far has yielded next to nothing by way of truth. This is unacceptable. And if you want to restore confidence in the FBI, investigate it, make the results public, and reveal to the American public that you either fix the sin or there was nothing wrong in the first place.
Told you guys 2019 is going to be one heck of a rotten year for the left. Yeah. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's going to be a horrible year. New York Times. Blockbuster. Following the firing of Comey on May 9, 2017, the Bureau formally opened an investigation on President Trump. What for? They said they wanted to prove that he was colluding. Investigating what? The only thing the story shows is that the FBI, over a year of an investigation, went overt about something that had been true from the first. They knew they were already investigating him, and now they said, well, hey, let's play CYA by saying, oh, this is what prompted it. This is always about Trump. The Steele dossier, the collection of fake intelligence reports compiled by a disgraced British spy, ultimately working for the Hillary Clinton campaign, and that's what they used to start this whole thing in motion, and they think they're going to get out of this? Good luck, people. You targeted Carter Page, side issue. The dossier was about Trump. It wasn't about Page. It wasn't about Manafort. It's not about Cohen. It isn't about any other Trump associates referred to by Steele. It is all about trying to get Donald Trump, and it backfired. They wanted to tie Donald Trump to a conspiracy to commit espionage with Russia. Donald Trump himself said, it has got to be the most ridiculous thing I've read about myself since they started coming after me. That Donald Trump's going to do Putin's bidding from the White House. And nothing, this man couldn't demonstrate that he couldn't care less about Putin if he, I don't know what he could, unless he dropped a bomb on Russia. Look, I don't care how you spin it. I don't care how the left tries to make you feel about it. This is horrible news for the Democrats. Horrible. They say, trying to spin this as this is a way for us to make sure that, you know, and I said earlier, they planted spies inside of the Trump campaign, and they want to spin it as this is to make, you know, things safer for Trump. We did this for Donald Trump. The FBI realized Trump was going to have access to government intelligence files. If they honestly told the president-elect that they'd been investigating his campaign in hopes of making a case on him, they had to be concerned he shut down the investigation and clean house at the FBI and the DOJ. So they misled him. They told him the investigation was about Russia, some people in his campaign, and what did he say? Investigate anybody you need to. We've got nothing to hide here. And then they assured him that he was not under investigation. But they didn't have any solid evidence of a crime. They did it under counterintelligence authority rather than criminal authority, calculating that the cover of the probing Russian interference in 2016 would let them keep investigating, and then they would be able to build a case. It wasn't true, though. The investigation was about trying to find something on Trump. They wanted to get to his taxes. They wanted to get to his business dealings and all of it. There's a report I read that says, so when Director Comey briefed then-President-elect Trump about the Steele dossier, he told Trump only about the salacious allegation involving prostitutes in a Moscow hotel. He did not tell the president-elect either that the main thrust of the dossier was Trump's purported espionage conspiracy with the Kremlin, nor that the FBI had gone to the FISC, which is the FISA court, to get surveillance warrants based on that. It's unbelievable. Yeah, pretty pathetic if you ask me. Later, though Comey repeatedly told President he was not a suspect, he gave House testimony patently geared to lead the public and the media to believe Trump was a suspect, which is exactly how the media reported it. And in doing so, the FBI and the Obama holdovers in the Justice Department, who authorized Comey's testimony, violated DOJ rules about publicly confirming the existence of an investigation, publicly identifying the subject of an investigation, the Trump campaign, which Comey publicly announced was suspected of, quote, coordinating in the Kremlin's widely reported cyber espionage interference in the 2016 campaign. This, folks, is just... It's so fun to watch because what's going to happen here is it is going to crush, and I do mean absolutely crush, the Democrats in 2019. I'm going to tell you, Tucker Carlson, and who was the other person? There was another person that said, Dennis Prager said 2019 is going to be bad for us. 2019 is going to be the best year that we've ever had. And the only thing that you're going to wish it was 2020, because it would be like saying, I told you 2020 hindsight, 2020 vision. I had clarity about what was going to happen. Legally, nothing Trump has done has been obstruction. But the FBI and the Justice Department settled on this novel and flawed legal theory, even though the president has constitutional authority to fire subordinates and weigh in on investigations, he may somehow still be prosecuted for obstruction if a prosecutor concludes that the motive was improper. See, they love playing around with the lingo, the lexicon. That's how they got Flynn. And that's how they... the perjury trap. If you say one thing, they'll get you on another. Yeah. Trump never took any steps to interfere in the investigation, this Russian collusion farce, even though he probably should have. The closest he's come to it in this interference is giving his personal opinion and saying, this is a farce. How could you possibly be looking into something like this? But the FBI, I'm reading this, hot-headed over the director's dismissal, concluded that this obstruction theory was a sound enough basis to go overt with the case on Trump they had actually been trying to make for many months. Remember, it's not just that the FBI formally opened an investigative file on Trump. There was talk between Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and Acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe of wiring up against the president. In other words, conducting covert surveillance to try to record the president making damaging statements. There was also talk of invoking the 25th Amendment, of claiming that Trump was too incapacitated to perform his duties. And finally, on May 17, Rosenstein appointed Robert Mueller a special counsel to pursue the farce of the Trump-Russia investigation. But all these steps were just a matter of finally being overt about something that had been true for over a year. The FBI was conducting a probe to try to make a criminal case on Trump. Now, if you think that the FBI and these leftists are going to get away with this, go. Do your deal. Do your damage. Think what you want. It will not happen. This investigation has been about Donald Trump since the beginning, and it's gone nowhere. And whenever you feel a little bit like, I don't know, Kev, whatever, you remember this. Donald Trump has moved forward with every initiative he's wanted to do. Border wall, shutting down the government, and all these other things. You would think if Donald Trump wanted to get out of this, he would have a closed-door meeting. He'd have everybody, you know, show up butt naked, and he'd say, okay, guys, how do we get out of this? What do you need from me to get me out? Donald Trump is telling the Democrats the shutdown will last. I'm not, until you give me money for my border, I'm going to continue. I mean, he's proceeding as if the Democrats don't even exist. That's not how a person who feels like he's under the gun behaves. So whenever you feel like, I'm not quite sure, you just come back to this, KJRadio.com, and download this clip.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.